Mr. Windybanks sprang out of his chair and picked up his hat. "I cannot waste time over this sort of fantastic talk, Mr. Holmes," he said. "If you can catch the man, catch him, and let me know when you have done it."
"Certainly," said Holmes, stepping over and turning the key in the door. "I let you know, then, that I have caught him."
"What? Where?" shouted Mr. Windybank, turning white to his lips and glancing about him like a rat in a trap.
"Oh, it won't do, really, it won't," said Holmes suavely. "There is no possible getting out of it, Mr. Windybank. It is quite too transparent, and it was a very bad compliment when you said that it was impossible for me to solve so simple a question. That's right. Sit down and let us talk it over."
Our visitor collapsed into a chair with a ghastly face and a glitter of moisture on his brow.
It's not actionable," he stammered.
"I'm very much afraid that it is not. But between ourselves, Windybank, it was as cruel and selfish and heartless a trick in a petty way as ever came before me. Now, let me just run over the course of events, and you will contradict me if I go wrong."
The man sat huddled up in his chair, with his head sunk upon his breast, like one who is utterly crushed.